And it turned out I got through training. I had a week of sitting on the phone and my vacation started. So I did my training, I did my week on the phone, I did my vacation, and I handed in my 2 weeks notice, and I didn't bother showing
up. Oh, man, dude, I beat you, man. I got into, like, I drew out my AT&T training. There was supposed to be, like, 2 weeks on the phone. They drew me out to, like, a month, but I fucking, like, was...
I beat you both. I got paid 10 grand to go away.
Hey, well, that was your,
my layout package.
Yeah. Yeah, those
what's
are
that?
Cool.
Fuck, I would have been happy with that.
Stella, actually, hear me?
Yeah, why? What's up?
So, your brother there is going to have your baby in a day now, right?
Oh, it's not going to
be an uncle.
I'm going to be an uncle, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. Fuck, 7 days.
Those can go on for weeks, man. I have two kids, believe me. Tell them not to get their hooks up. Kids don't happen like Christmas right on the 25th like they say it will.
Often they happen a couple months before.
I had a wife go. My wife went there. 8 days over duty. Want to see a pissed off woman? Have her carry a baby a week and a half longer than she expected to.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. So I'll catch up with Saul. Hopefully.
It's Saul's brother.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Now he knows.
But you know.
Saul's
okay.
Saul.
Okay, cool, man.
Everybody knows Sproul. Shit, we should have started with that.
Well, that's it. Sproul's another link. I want to bring him in at some point.
See why I tell you we need Sproul for you?
Yeah.
I know he said no, but approach him again.
No, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's why you look familiar.
Money, but if he's able to...
I'll give him a free website.
I think he wants to go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. He wants to go.
Hey, Steve, what do you think of this?
I don't want to go, but if we actually have something that you can want my input on.
Yeah, Steve, actually, what do you think of this sales pitch? If we want to recruit sales agents, we tell them, if you can bring us a guaranteed sale where the person, you know, signs up for the $100 setup fee and the $20 monthly recurring charge, we tell the sales, the prospective agents that they don't have to pay the $100 setup fee or a monthly charge. Their site is free, given to them, with one guaranteed sale. Each...
Hang on, there's a major part of that missing that I want to interject with.
Okay.
Put it down on paper, let me.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm recording
first
now.
Three websites don't have a setup fee. Okay, their first website is a website that's selling things for themselves.
What if we come out?
Their own picture and their own bio and that.
Customer.
Their second.
It would be a longer way of getting to the same point.
I would say either with us or six.
We could do it for strangers.
The second set.
We could do it for strangers, but I'm saying like a friend where I know they'll come back. Well, what do you think?
First one they would
instead of getting each of your
sales
agents to have their own individual website,
and then they'd have to get two other people.
Do what you need to do to
although
get
there's
your
other people
that
don't have to pay their
top if whatever searches on a person says. That way, instead of getting a bunch of people trying to get their website to the top of Google, you get one website agent and more links in there.
Yeah.
And then you have all these.
How do we generate because I was thinking, that's why I'm thinking social networking.
You
like.
Who knows about SEO, you want to get your website.
Okay. So it would just be a matter of hiring a specialist.
And you also want to
see the first one.
What
the first one in theory is
because
your website is your
sales website.
Although that, I guess, doesn't have to be.
It doesn't come with what
I'd be the sales website.
It looks fantastic. I mean, I look at it's great looking website, but it doesn't tell me what it's
like. Yeah, I don't think it'd be the first three websites. No. We'll have to discuss that further.
Okay.
So I honestly don't think my minions would want a free website. I think they would want to get some better money. I mean, I understand that my minions would rather say, hey, their first two sales can be super easy.
Yeah, the first two sales, yeah. Well, what about $20 per additional referral? Or $50, maybe?
I'm thinking, the number I always came up with in my head is $15 a sale.
Well, there you go.
I think
that's even less than the 20 I was mentioning. So if you bring in a lead,
$15 a sale.
I would say $20 would sound even better.
I think it would be better this.
Okay.
Something like a dollar a lead, 15 extra dollars every sale, or something like that. You get paid for all the leads that people say, yes, I'm interested. And if you actually get the completion, you get a bonus. Or, like, you wouldn't get a bonus, but you get extra money.
Dude, okay,
perfect.
I don't
know how much, but...
He's an accountant.
But we don't
have
any money.
So that's why.
That's actually a good idea. Well, you're right,
it keeps
your guy motivated, because I'll be honest, sitting there and sending out 70 to 80 emails in a four-hour span and getting two responses to say no thank you and like one or two say, hey, show me what you got. You don't hear back from for two or three days.
But we also
it's not going to be intriguing to me at $15 a sale.
We also don't want people to script it and start spamming emails.
You're right.
Hey,
you
look,
like,
I emailed 2,000
like
people. Give me my $200.
No. That's not what he's talking about.
Sorry, what do you think, Steve? Sorry?
Like $15 a sale plus like a percentage of if the person signs for a 1 year, 2 year, 15 year, et cetera.
Yeah, no, the residual income is very attractive. I can tell you that right off the bat. That's what kind of got my interest was the residual.
I told you you were a genius.
But, no, he is. Scott, you're absolutely brilliant with that. Oh. The residual is huge because it pushes your guys to upsell their customers later. You want a bigger paycheck? You know what? Grab some of the customers you've done an existing relationship with and tell them why it's a good idea to buy more stuff off you.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole giving these people their own website, your sales agents, I think it'd be a lot more productive for us to do what we need to do to get Website Me out there to the point where we've got more leads than we know what to do with. Instead of working on getting a bunch of pages out there just to generate leads, get one out there to generate leads and then get a bunch of people working that huge funnel of leads.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing I'm hearing too. I've always thought, just get one guy that just fucking does that, and then he has a shitload of leads, and then, you know, that's the way you should work, rather than getting a bunch
of
people.
How about if we turn all our customers into lead generators?
Doing the work.
Initially,
Hang on. I've just got a great idea. We turn every single one of our customers into lead generators. We waive their initial setup fee as soon as they bring in, or we give them their initial setup feedback as soon as they bring in another paying customer.
You don't give it back. You give them 1 or 2 free months.
Yeah.
No, I agree with Scott. We already discussed this back when Dave and Scott. Basically, if you refer someone, you get a free month.
He thinks I'm you.
A free month is a good idea, too.
It is. No, exactly. Rogers did it. Friend get a friend. You get a free month of service.
Refer a friend, get a friend.
Friend get a friend.
And also what you would do is, the benefit of that you can do is, A, you get a free month, and your friend gets like $20 off there.
Yeah, that works too. That's a good idea. You get your friend.
Both you win out of the thing, and then, you know, it just keeps on going down the hill. It keeps referring away.
Okay.
Not that hard to accomplish either.
No, that's true. We need to find a way to generate leads faster than plugging through Kijiji and sending emails to people. I mean, what we want to do is find a way that we've got a pool of somewhat qualified leads.
Yeah,
that way, you know, instead of spending, you want numbers, you want a ton of people to do it, but if you've got one guy who's going out there and sending 100 emails in 5 hours and only getting 1 or 2 bites, he's going to get frustrated. It's no better to have 20 guys out there who are frustrated as well. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we replace them.
It's not a number.
Or...
that's sales, man. That
kind of works too, or there could be one guy that collects phone numbers and
email. Oh, I'm doing all that at the same time. As I send these ads, I try to get the name, the phone number, the email address, anything in the ad that might be pertinent later. I mean, I sent a list of at least 30 or 40 email addresses and a good 25, 30 phone numbers over to Dan when I was done sitting down for a couple hours and doing it. Just